From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The UN Security Council is overwhelmingly backing a fourth round of sanctions against Iran for refusing to halt its nuclear program. We have the latest from Linda Fasulo in New York.
Among other things, the 10-page resolution calls the vigilance of a business dealings with Iranian banks, including Iran's central bank, and expands a UN weapons embargo. 40 firms tied to Tehran's nuclear program become subject to a foreign asset freeze, and the measure would also establish a cargo inspection arrangement similar to one imposed against North Korea. In addition, it bars Iran from investing in uranium activities abroad and launching ballistic missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Iran denies allegations that it is working to produce a nuclear arsenal. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Energy company BP says there are no huge plumes of oil underwater in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Korva Coleman says this contradicts a report issued yesterday by the federal government.
Speaking to NBC today, BP's chief operating officer Doug Suttle says he thinks it all depends on the definition of a plume.
Basically, some people have asked is are there large concentrations of oil under the sea? And those have not been found so far by us or anyone else that's measuring this.
The federal government says oil has been discovered in low concentrations as far as 3,300 feet below the surface and more than 40 miles northeast of the broken well site. Korva Coleman, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, BP says it's capturing even more spilled oil than before, more than 15,000 barrels of crude so far, but authorities are hoping to push that figure up to 28,000 barrels soon. Campaigns for the general election are in full swing a day after 12 states held primaries or runoffs and female candidates made their mark in an election year. NPR's Mara Liasson also notes the primaries delivered a defeat to an incumbent governor while an incumbent senator managed to hang on.
The big news of the night was Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lambert Lincoln's unexpected victory in the Democratic Senate primary runoff.
I have heard your message, and Washington needs to work for us in Arkansas.
Lincoln defeated Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, who had the backing of organized labor and liberal groups. She goes on to a general election against Republican Congressman John Bozeman. In Nevada, Republican Governor Jim Gibbons lost his primary to Brian Sandoval. Gibbons is the first incumbent governor this year to lose. Also in Nevada, Tea Party-backed Sharon Angle won the Republican Senate primary. In California, Republicans Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina won their gubernatorial and Senate primaries. In South Carolina's Republican gubernatorial primary, Nikki Haley advanced to a runoff against Gresham Barrett. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
After an upbeat assessment from the Fed chief, U.S. stocks are moving up. At last check, the Dow was up more than 100 points at 10,053, NASDAQ moving up 30 at 2201. This is NPR. The head of the Federal Reserve is striking a confident tone today about U.S. economic recovery and its ability to survive Europe's growing debt troubles. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, speaking before the House Budget Committee, is predicting only a modest impact on the U.S. economy. He says the economy appears on track to continue to expand through this year and next. Britain is requiring something new of immigrants looking to tie the knot in the U.K. More from Larry Miller in London.
People hoping to immigrate to the UK to either join their spouse or get married must show they can speak English as well as a 7-year-old. This applies to those from outside the European Union. The Home Office says migrants will need to show their command of English is good enough to take part in everyday life before being granted a visa. This is in addition to proving their relationship is genuine and they're able to support themselves financially. The Home Secretary says the new requirement will help promote integration. It's been estimated the new language test will cut visa applications by 10%, with those most affected coming from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. An immigrant support group says the new rules are discriminatory. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Jack Abramoff, the former prominent lobbyist jailed for fraud and other acts of corruption, reportedly is at a halfway house. The Associated Press, citing the Federal Bureau of Prisons, reports Abramoff was released yesterday from the minimum security prison camp near Cumberland. Abramoff was sentenced in 2006 to nearly 6 years for a fraudulent casino deal. He also got jail time 2 years later on separate corruption charges. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.